Let's talk about the concept of zero resistance selling. What does it take? What is the secret to zero resistance selling? You're listening to Mike Connolly on Strategic Cast, where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. So this whole idea of selling without resistance, I encountered yesterday in a consultative sales conversation with a prospective client. And I have to tell you that this thing that I'm going to share with you right now works amazingly well. And it's extremely helpful no matter whether you're doing in-person selling, toe-to-toe, belly-to-belly, so to speak, or whether you're writing a sales page, series of emails, whatever. It's the same principle. It's really human psychology here. And the idea is, and of course, this is all about ethical selling. It's really a matter of helping people go from their current less than happy state to their happy state, let's say, to a condition that they're really seeking to attain in their life. And all right, so enough beating around the bush, Mike. What is this thing? So the secret is simply rooting out what are the reasons and the objections for why somebody would say no to your offer or any part of your offer. Let's go into that in a little detail. So there's reasons and there are objections. Reasons are actual things that are in the way, actual physical states that could block your prospective client or customer or patient from doing business with you. So that could be something like they're in San Francisco and you're in Atlanta, and that would be a reason why they couldn't come and do physical therapy with you, let's say if you're a physical therapist, okay? So that would be a reason. So those are usually sort of more obvious, but it does, you know, always pay to take a few minutes and consider what those reasons could be in advance of your conversation. And then there are objections. Objections are usually invisible because they could be figments of your prospect's imagination. They could be very real fears and concerns that they may have. And some of them may be imagined, some of them may be exaggerated. Some of them may be somewhat distorted versions of reality, but you are the one responsible for helping them overcome those concerns or those misperceptions, okay? So what are some of those? I mean, I'm not going to spend, this could be an all-day seminar, three-day seminar probably, but without going into detail on what all of those objections are, but you know the typical ones. The price is too high. I've been ripped off before. I don't feel confident in myself to be able to actually, you know, do what's necessary to get the result promised. All of those things, if you ask yourself in advance what those could be and identify solutions, ways to kind of cross that bridge, to fill that gap some way for your prospect so that he or she can see their way clear to accepting the offer that you're proposing, okay? So that is the key or the secret to zero resistance selling. I hope you find this helpful. If you did, please subscribe, download, share this podcast with a friend, no matter where you're listening. If you've got questions, comments, criticisms, topic requests, just want to say hi, hit me up on Twitter, go to @strategiccopy, or just visit the website strategiccopy.com. Love to hear from you. The more you engage, the better content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. See you next time.